everybody. It's Roger and James here from the This Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Marvel games across mobile and sort of also console, because at the minute there's a lot out there. There's tons of different games, and I kind of just want to jump into sort of seeing what we've been playing and what we recommend and what you guys recommend as well, because this is the big thing. Kind of want your feedback as well on maybe what games you're enjoying. So first off, let's kick off with probably the big one really of the year, and the one that I am most looking forward to, which is Spider-Man on the PlayStation 4, which is coming out literally in like 2-3 weeks. I think the 7th of September, PlayStation 4 exclusive. This is going to be one of the biggest games of the year.
Absolutely. You know, I've been kind of cautiously optimistic. We've talked about that plenty of times, but I'm definitely feeling the hype right now. I am very excited to get my hands on this, even if the world is a little empty, which is my current worry. I think there's still going to be plenty to enjoy with this game. So obviously, that is very, very high on the list of things that I'm super excited for. Unfortunately, it's not out yet, so we can't talk much about it, but there have been more and more gameplay trailers and footage, and I think you know, little bits of leaked stuff, which I've been completely ignoring, avoiding as much as I could.
A lot of the big sites have been having hands-on, and they've all been talking about it. There's a kind of tendency, I think, for some of you, it's like a lot of people aren't going and expecting this to be like God of War awesome. They're kind of expecting top tier game, but it might not be like game of the year quality, because they don't want to set the hopes up too high. But I think that one there is going to be, without a shadow of a doubt, the biggest game, Marvel game of the year, and so it should be. We've got so little out at the moment. You know, we've had, in the last 12 months, we only had Marvel vs. Capcom 4, and we know how badly that went. So Spider-Man is definitely the biggest title, and I think if you're only going to play one Marvel game this year, that'll be the one to play.
Agreed. Now, along the same vein lines, though, and I didn't kind of bring this up beforehand, but just occurred to me, if you were going to get ready for Spider-Man and you wanted to play some of the older Spider-Man games, either we're talking all the way back in like the Nintendo era or all the way up to the PlayStation 3, Xbox 360 era, what would be your go-to? Like, what would you be playing to get ready for this?
I think actually I would actually even jump a little bit further and go play Amazing Spider-Man 2 on the PS4. It's actually quite a fun game. I think it got overlooked, but I think because it was a movie tie-in, but it's actually a lot of fun. Personally, no, I would actually be a bit more on the lines of play something else for a couple of weeks before you jump into Spider-Man, so you're quite fresh. But for me, all go really fully retro, go all the way back to the old 16-bit era and play something like Maximum Carnage or something like that, where it's just a side-scrolling kind of thing. I think anything involving 3D swinging around, because there's a lot out on the 360 era, but those kind of, you're really going to, if they're too similar to what we're going to be doing with Spider-Man, the new game. So I think, personally, I wouldn't want to be too close to it. I think it's important right now, as I'm finding now, is clearing out some of my back catalogue before September hits. But that's kind of where I would be. I'd probably go old school, because this one, anything newish is just going to, once you get into the new Spider-Man, you're just going to be like, why did I waste all my time doing that?
Yeah, I actually have to admit, Maximum Carnage was actually the game I was thinking of, where I was like, if I was going to play a Spider-Man game in advance of the PS4 Sony Spider-Man, Maximum Carnage, or maybe Separation Anxiety, which was the kind of pseudo-sequel that starred Venom instead. Yeah, Same style of game.
Yeah, I'm also having, I think it was Spider-Man and the Kingpin on the Sega.
That was the original Nintendo,
Mega CD, I think I had that one on. That was, because I loved it, because it had all the cartoon style from the 1990s TV series. But let's talk now about what you got out now. So there's tons of Marvel content on mobile. There's a big post this week, all pushing the 10th anniversary stuff that's been coming out. So we've got Contest of Champions, Future Fight, Strike Force, and we've got the new games, Battle Lines, which isn't out yet. Which is a card-playing game. That one's coming soon. We've also got Puzzle Quest. And you've also got Ultimate Spider-Man as well. So they've got quite a few different things depending on what you like to play. You've got the Endless Runner of Spider-Man. You've got a puzzle game. You've got Like a turn-based one. You've also got an action RPG with Future Fight, and then you've got a fighting game with Con. So there's actually quite a varied. I think Marvel's actually got this kind of quite right at this precise minute, where depending on what you like playing, you've kind of got a different thing.
Yeah, I mean they really do have a game for just about every player. If you prefer that old school JRPG style, they've got Marvel Strike Force. If you prefer a more action-y RPG, they've got Future Fight and then all the other ones. So I think Marvel, out of all the Disney properties, Marvel is best set up to take advantage of the mobile market. Now, as we've talked about in the past, I'm kind of out of the mobile market at the moment. The only two games I have on my systems right or on my phone right now is Star Wars: Galaxy of Heroes, because it scratches the Star Wars itch while we have literally nothing to play except for Battlefront 2, and I guess
Force
Star Wars: The
Arena.
Old Republic. I forgot about that. No, I'm talking about actual legitimate games. So it scratches that itch, and then I've got Disney Emoji Blitz for like. I've got 5 minutes to waste. I'm going to play a couple games real fast. But if I was going to pick up any of these Marvel games, up until a month ago, it probably would have been Strike Force. But there's been a lot of drama around how the company, I think that's the Foxnet company, has been handling events and not
They've been,
communicating with the community. It's been a mess.
but
And
also
so.
over in the Spider-Man, Ultimate Spider-Man universe, that's been happening as well. Gameloft
I don't know
have,
about this.
yeah, they I know in the Facebook group I'm in, there's been a, they made a massive upgrade and people lost a lot of progression and they changed the system and there's a lot of people calling on boycotts and change. So it's not just it's something's happened over there. I'm not fully caught up on that one, but this is the trouble with these like live service games. They make adjustments, and when people put a lot of time and effort into this, is where that different comes in of like live service versus like a traditional console game. Of Maximum Carnage, you play that game now, it's identical to what it was 20 odd years ago. There's no difference. It went out as it was, and that was the end of it. Now it's all being tweaked and changed and turned around, and people don't really like that, and that's the biggest problem. They kind of set it up, and I think Marvel Strike Force, they've been testing the waters to work, see what works. I was watching a video the other day, and there was sort of how the sale charts for the game sort of go up and down depending on each sort of mess that they make. The sort of the numbers drop, and they said that's the best way of people telling them what the problem is when they look at their numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is a bit of a cliche to say vote with your wallet, and sometimes it feels like you're just kind of a single silent voice in the middle of nowhere because even if you aren't spending money, someone else is. So you kind of feel like you're not making an impact. But honestly, if enough people do it, the companies notice. Going back to Galaxy of Heroes, a couple of years ago, there was a big issue. I don't actually even remember what the issue it was itself, but all the whales in the game were just like, nope, we're not giving you any money. It was noticeable in the sales charts, and the company listened. So
It's a,
it can happen.
I mean, I'm at a point now where I was playing a little bit of Strike Force last night, and I'm can't quite decide yet if I'm going to go Future Fight or Strike Force. I'm going to try them both out for a bit for a few weeks, before I kind of get heavily into one. Personally, I like the more action orientated version of Future Fight, but Strike Force obviously is the newer one with the more unlocks and the bits coming through, and it looks better than Future Fight. But I'm just trying to work it out which one I prefer more. I might even double them both. I like Contest of Champions. I love the look. I love how they do it. It's just trying to play a fighting game on my tablet just doesn't. I much rather fire up Marvel versus Capcom, and I feel like I've got more control. It's like tap, hold, it's like block, little punch, big punch. I mean, there's probably a lot more to it than that. And I know it's one of the most popular Marvel games, but I'd rather fire up Marvel versus Capcom, or even better, just fire up Marvel versus Capcom 3, because I think that's actually a better game than Marvel versus Capcom 4. And I'd rather play that than even though Contest of Champions keeps getting updated, like Red Skull got added recently.
Yeah, I've tried Contest of Champions multiple times, and it's just not my style. I don't like playing games on my phone, which really should be using a controller. So that would also include, say, Future Fight. I think it's a much better game if you have a controller where, you can, because it is an active combat game. And, but they're perfectly fine games. And I think, honestly, for the most part, just based on how the companies are responding and how, is it Netmarble is doing Future Fight? How they're listening to the community, they're working with the community. I would go with them over Strike Force simply because they haven't had, as far as I know, a scandal in quite some time, whereas Foxnet is right in the middle of one right now, and it does not seem like they're actually learning anything from it, which is a problem.
No, it's a bit of an odd one. I mean, Future Fight, I think it's the one I'm sort of drawn to more because I've got a bit more control, because especially as well because of Fire, that there's, like you say, you got Galaxy of Heroes, Disney Battle Mode, and Future Fight, Strike Force. They're all the same kind of game of a tactical RPG. I've always been against sort of doing the role playing kind of you hit me, you hit me back. Maybe having spent the last 6 months playing actual tabletop games I've become a little bit less. Maybe that playing it properly, I've got a little bit more used to that style of games, and I think I'm sort of looking at it more, it's more like a tabletop version game rather than a console game. I think that's where my mindset is slightly tweaked a little bit.
I was actually going to mention that. I was like, you've been playing X-Wing and so on, and it's very much a digital version of that kind of gameplay. I think it will also depend entirely on whether or not you grew up playing games like the original Dragon Quest or Dragon Warriors, as it was known here in the States, and Final Fantasy and so on. And I did, and I love that style of game. But all going to be personal preference.
I think that's the thing of where I think like Spider-Man is really going to scratch that thing of having a character-based game of that's the kind of thing I like. There's just very little out there. I mean, we've had the Lego Marvel Superheroes last year, which is still out there if you want to go and check them out. But Marvel, there's that kind of thing of they've been, obviously Spider-Man is a AAA major game. We can't put this over enough. This is one of the big tentpoles of the year as far as the PlayStation is concerned. And therefore, you can't dismiss this as, it's just a one game. I feel like they needed a bit more out. I think when they lost, like, Marvel Heroes, that kind of side of game disappeared on the PC and the console. And it's a shame that never really kind of kicked up properly, because I think that would have worked a lot better going forward. But in this world of live services, things are quick, fast, and move along. But I still just wished we had a little bit more game choice of some different variety on the console side. The mobile side is very strong, but you're still in that microtransaction territory. And I pay them £60 to play Future Fight and not have to, and just be able to play it properly. But obviously, that's not what they want. They want a bit more than that.
Well, no, they want you to continue paying over and over and over again. Because if you look at the games, I'll use Galaxy of Heroes as an example because I know, because I've been playing the game, so I know the prices on it. When they release a new hero, or villain, for that matter, when they release a new character, they typically give you the character for free. There are exceptions. There are, like, super premium characters like Treya right now, who is very difficult. But they've been doing these things called marquee events. They're very, very easy. You get the character at the 3-star level.
Yeah.
And to be effective, most of them need to be at 7-star. Some of them can get away at 3-star, but most have to be 7-star. Now, in order to get them to 7-star, you either have to pay money up front. It's normally $10 will get you to the 4-star level, and then it's a gamble. It's a loot box. The loot box only has one character, but the amount of that character you get is very much variable. And it, of course, skews towards the very small number side. So you're probably looking at a couple $100 to get these characters up to 7 stars, because you need several hundred of the shards. Or you can wait several weeks when they will finally release them on one of the story nodes or the Cantina nodes. But even then, if they only release it on a story node, it's going to take months to level them up. So again, they will release the option for you to pay for them. So, you know, that's the method. And when you think about it at first, you're kind of like, oh, $10 isn't so bad. You know, that's a meal, less than a meal even. But then you're like, yeah, but that only gets it not even halfway there.
Yeah.
And then you start adding more money on, and you're like, yeah, but for that same money, I could have bought two or three full games.
Yeah.
You know, and it's all about perception. It's all about what you're willing to tolerate, because it's a money versus time proposition. That's what all these games are, money versus time. And if you look at it that way, sometimes it makes sense to spend the money. We did that for Disney Magic Kingdoms plenty of times. You know, get the $4 pack to help and make it a little easier to get through the events. But, you know, when you keep doing that over and over and over again, it adds up. And it adds up very quickly.
Yes. I think that's the key thing of going in, of knowing where you are, setting a budget. But I would say, if you're thinking about jumping into a Marvel game, try them, especially on the mobile, download them all. Play them all, and see what you like, see what you don't like, delete the ones you don't like. And maybe like two of them, maybe you like Future Fight, and then you like Puzzle Quest because you like the variation. But there's that thing of, at least with the mobile version, you can do it. The unfortunate thing of, and I find this myself, of you're never going to be able to compete with everyone, because there's always going to be someone that was there day one that's a whale, spending a fortune, or it's been there since day one, and Liz, she spends every waking working hour that they're alive grinding away to get their, and you're like, I haven't got time to do that, and I don't want to, you know. And you've got to be realistic of like trying to catch up and stuff. Sometimes it isn't always possible. Maybe focus on the newer stuff or what you're into. But I think in all these games, I don't like it when you can't, like, purchase, everything's, like, in Contest of Champions, everything's in behind loot boxes. I would much prefer to go, if you want Black Panther, here's the price for him, rather than hiding him away in loot boxes. Oh, well, no, it's all right, you've got Average Avenger number 2. That's where I'm not so keen, but this is the big thing. Personally, I'm going to try a few out, and you're going to see some more content up on our YouTube channel doing that. But Spider-Man is definitely the one I'm going to put forward if you're going to play one. But mix it up. This is the thing with mobile now, is it's very much they complement your gaming rather than take it away.
Yeah, absolutely. Mobile games have a place. They have a place, and as long as you don't let yourself get consumed by them, and I've definitely been that road, down that road myself, and I think, and I can't even just use the excuse of for this podcast. There have been some games that I've really invested, if not money wise, then time wise, and you know, it's all about moderation, just like everything else. They do fill that niche. Like I use Star Wars to kind of scratch that itch to get my Star Wars fix. But I don't let it be, I just woke up, I've got to check on my Star Wars. Oh, it's my lunch break, let me check on my Star Wars. No, it's a one-time day thing for maybe 5 to 10 minutes to do all the little things I want, and that's it. Which isn't to say that, you know, if people want to spend 10 hours a day in these and thousands of dollars, then if you can afford it, whatever, have fun.
Yeah.
But I would rather spend it on Spider-Man.
Yes. So on that note, guys, let us know in the comments below what you guys recommend. Let us know your thoughts. Go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. Like, follow, and subscribe on all the different video and audio platforms that this podcast is on. I'm James. Where can they find you?
I'm heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.